Epilogue. Present day.
There now, ladies. I'd say we come off pretty well in our version.
Oh, yes, Ratty. Yes, yes.
And, well, you may say so, Mole, but I've always had a bone to pick with our Kenneth Graham.
Whatever is it, Lady Toad?
It's the ending, obviously. She doesn't like how he describes that I, Badger, taught her a lesson, brought her to bear. How after my intervention she was a thoroughly altered and chastened toad.
Oh, no, no, goodness no. Any reader worth their salt will know that didn't last. No, it's that he cut short all my songs. Every time I got going, I really fizzing, he stopped me short. So they didn't much get to hear my glorious compositions.
Well, in the spirit of the moment, how about you sing one for them now, Toadie, in full?
Don't encourage her, Mole.
What a capital idea.
Oh, heaven help us.
If you like, we could reprise one of my poems instead.
Poems? Oh, no, Ratty, no one bothers about poetry anymore.
Can that be true?
Well, not unless it's done in a rhythmic sort of way.
I think the youngsters call it hip and hop.
Or spoken word performance?
Oh, who cares? Song's the thing. Wait until you hear my new section.
Now, hang on, Toad.
Too late, Ratty. It's coming. Paws over ears, girls. Stiffen your whiskers. Stand firm. No humming along, Mole. This may take a while.
The world has held great heroes, as history books have showed, but never a name to go down in fame compared with Lady Toad. The clever men at Oxford know all there is to be known, but they none of them know half as much as intelligent Lady Toad. A mistress of disguises, free, a diva of reprises, she, the wonder, the spirit rises, whee! Poo-poo! The animals sat in the ark and cried, their tears and torrents flowed. Who was it who said, there's land ahead, encouraging Lady Toad? The army all saluted as they marched along the road. Was it the king or Kitchener? No, it was Lady Toad. A man is on the highway, yes. A demon in a red silk dress. An old woman, more or less. The queen and her ladies-in-waiting sat in the window and sewed.
What style, said she, my who can that be, they answered, Lady Toad.
A woman of complacence, no. A toad who's always on the go. And she was formerly he. Poop-poop. It said in every postal code, and even in the woods it's crowed, that much was learnt and much is owed. The bold, illustrious, worthy, industrious, witty, gregarious, charming, hilarious, glamorous, glorious, gay and uproarious, elegant, eminent, heaven-sent, Lady Toad. Thank you.
By golly, that was painful.
This has been an Audible Studios production of The Wind and the Willows by Kenneth Graham, adapted for audio by Dina Gregory. Performed by Kush Jumbo as our narrator, Jennifer Saunders as Toad, Harriet Walter as Badger, Susan Wacoma as Ratty, and Amy Lou Wood as Mole. And other roles played by Claire Corbett, Raj Gattak, Gerard McDermott, and Stephanie Racine. Directed by Emma Hearn. Composer, Rosabella Gregory. Vocal edit and sound design by Michael Pender. The production was engineered by Michael Pender at Red Apple Audiobooks, David Granshaw at Chale Abbey Studios, and Martin Burgess and Paul Philpott at Fresh Air Studios. Casting and production led by Nicola Wall for Audible Studios. Post-production advisor, Tom Killian for Audible Studios. Commissioning editors, Robin Morgan Bentley and Imogen Papworth for Audible Studios. Copyright Public Domain 2020, Audible Limited. Production copyright 2020 by Audible Limited. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Limited.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this programme.